Sechtes Mikvoyes, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. In the coming Mishnah, we're going to learn about water going through a pipe, and in the pipe there's a catch, there's a receiving area, and we're going to see this a distinction between if that area is made to actually receive items in it, so then the water would be considered shuvim by passing over the area being received in the area that's a receptacle inside the pipe, as to whether all the water in the pipe would become shuvim because part of the pipe has the area that has a indentation or a receiving pocket. That's a big discussion, big debate in the Rishonim and the Achronim. And you can see the Shach and Sivkot and Ayin Zayin Yerideya in Hilchos Mikvoyes that and the Kudus HaKesa over there that discusses that. So let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hachoitet v'tina." If a person scraped or etched out inside a pipe a little hole, kedei lekabel tzareiros, in order that rocks shouldn't clog up his pipe, but rather they'll be caught in this hole. And or that they'll hold the hole, hold back rocks from falling out through the other side of the pipe into the mikveh. So it depends. Tanakama says, Bishalates, if the pipe is made out of wood, so Kolshu, even if he just made a tiny little hole that eventually can rot, wood does rot, and it's going to get bigger. So therefore, by making a neck of a little area that's etched out Kolshu a little bit, that's already considered base kibble, and the water goes in there, becomes she'uvim. However, Ubishal Cheres, let's say the pipe is made out of earthenware. So then, the halacha is revius, the hole has to be the size of a revius, and only then will it be considered a base kibble that would create a situation of she'uvim on the water that passes through it. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Af Bishal Cheres, even if it's made out of earthenware, kolshu, if the hole is just a kolshu, it is also considered a base kibble. Obviously, not subscribing to the Shita of Tanakama about the distinction between wood and earthenware. And furthermore, says Rabbi Yossi, like Omru Revius, the fact, the sheer, the amount of Revius wasn't mentioned in reference to a kli being a receptacle. Elo b'shivrei kli cheres, unless you have an earthenware vessel which is broken, which was at least the size that can hold the capacity of a loig until a saw, and now it broke, but the shards remaining can still contain Revius. So in such a situation, it wasn't nizvatel mitoris kli, it still has a halacha of a base kibble. Now, hoyet tzroiris mischalchalim, let's say the rocks aren't getting fixed in the hole, but they, you know, as the water pressure brings them through, they have some leeway to bump around in that indentation in the pipe. So then the hole is not considered sealed off. It still has a area that's a receptacle. So then poisonless amik for the water that flows through that area, that receptacle, is still considered a base kibble, and it all becomes she'uvim. However, yorod l'toichi ofa, let's say earth passed through the pipe, some mud, some earth, and it got v'nechbash, it got tightly packed into the area that was formerly a receptacle, so now it's mevatel, the area, the receiving area, and therefore, kosher, the water from now on, will be kosher because this pipe is no longer having a base kibble in the middle of the pipe. How about, says the Mishnah, Saloin, which is a pipe, Shehutzar Mikan Mikan, it is narrow on both ends. However, V'rochav Min HaEmtza, there's a bulge in the middle, and the Rambam explains that the reason why he made a widened area in the middle is that water pressure builds up, and then before it goes through the narrow part, it comes out forcefully. So then, this area was not made to hold water. It's just made to build up pressure, but it's not made to contain. And therefore, ain't no poisel. It doesn't have a loch of a base kibble. It's not considered a receiving area. And therefore, water traveling through is not considered she'uvim. So therefore, it doesn't pass the mikveh. And the Mishnah explains, neishalei nasal kabbalah, because this indentation in the pipe, this bulge, is not made to hold any water. Mesechlis Mikvois, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. We've previously mentioned that one of the ways to reconstitute and return water to a status of kosher rainwater, although it has undergone being received in a keli and it has become shuvim, is through hamshacha. So this Mishnah deals with the halacha of hamshacha, and as we will speak at the end of the Mishnah, this Mishnah is only according to one shita, and we will speak at the other shitas as we finish the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, mayim shuvim, if there was water which was previously received in a keli and it became shuvim, umegishamim, and plain rainwater which was never received in a keli, shenis arvu b'chotza, they puddle together in a yard uva ukur, or a little indentation in the ground, va'al ma'aloi samora, or on the steps of a cave. So im roiv min hakosha, if most of the water is kosher water, meaning non-shuvim, so then kosher, the mikveh is kosher, because the water that is not shuvim is anyways kosher. The water which is shuvim has undergone hamshacha, it gets dragged along the floor at least for a measurement of 3 tefachim, on karka horoyu levloya, on earth which can absorb it, and therefore it becomes reconstituted, and the Tana indicates that you need 2 stipulations in order to reconstitute the shuvim water into kosher rainwater. Number one is that the majority is rainwater, and number two is that it has mixed with the rainwater prior to coming into the mikvah. However, the imroiv, if the majority of the water min apostle is from the shuvim, so then the hamshacha will not help us, and the water will remain apostle. And the same thing would be mechtzel and mechtzel, it's half and half, so then apostle, it remains apostle. And the Mishnah continues, Amosai, when do I say that this concept of hamshacha helps to reconstitute and remove the psul of shuvim from the water? That's only bisman shemis arvin. That's only if the water has become combined, actually yigil a mikveh, before it has entered the mikveh. However, if it only happened when they came from 2 different points of entry into the mikveh, if they were running separately, and one was coming in from one side and one was coming in from the other side, so then it depends. Im yidua boim so mayim kasherim ashliyod lotoicha shloish lugan mayim shuvim. If you know for a fact that 40 saw of rainwater has entered the mikveh before the 3 lugan of mayim shuvim has entered the mikveh kasher, as we always say that as long as you have 40 saw in the mikveh is kasher. However, vim lav, if not, if we can't ascertain, and we don't know for a fact that you established 40 saw of rainwater in the mikveh prior to the entry of the shuvim, so then parcel, the mikveh will be parcel. And as we said, this Mishnah is only according, the Tana of our Mishnah is of the opinion that you need both, that the water should mix prior to coming into the mikveh, and also it should be roiv of megishamim, and hamshacha only helps with these 2 conditions. However, the Gemara Masechtos Tamurin, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, mentions the shita of Rav Elazar ben Yankov, that he holds that hamshacha works even if it did not mix before it came into the mikveh, as long as roiv is megishamim, and they came in through 2 different points, but the mayim she'uvim underwent hamshacha before coming to the mikveh will be kasher. And then also the Gemara mentions over there the shita of the chachamim, that hamshacha helps even if it's entirely mayim she'uvim, unlike our Mishnah. Lahalacha, it seems to be we pass like Rav Elazar ben Yankov, that Reviyah v'hamshacha, if roiv is megishamim, and some of it is she'uvim, but it has undergone hamshacha, we would be machshir mikveh that way as well. Again, we're not coming to say halacha l'maisa, we're just coming to explain the various shittos over here in the Tanoim, in reference to the halacha described in our Mishnah.